This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this Tuesday, November the 19th. But don't worry, we're going to sit back today and kind of take a little travel in a time machine. We're going to go back to October the 15th of 2024 as we were hanging out with the Alliance for Central Florida Safety. In today's episode, I have a conversation that took place, well, really kind of more of a presentation about ACFS, or the Alliance for Central Florida Safety, and the local safety engagement, and how kind of the whole thing started. It's a conversation and a presentation done by Kelly Burnish and Michelle Demarest as they have the conversation with the group in regards on how ACFS all got started in the Orlando area. Now, the great part about it, as they're going through the discussion, they kind of go through some of the past, what the history was of everything, and where they're going into the future. Keep in mind that these events are done yearly for a minimal cost in regards to you being able to come down to Orlando and take a listen to what's going on. ACFS.org will have more information for you, but let's not hold back anymore. Sit back, relax, and take a listen to Kelly and Michelle as they discuss ACFS and local safety engagement here on Safety FM with Jay Allen.
You technically are now a member of the ACFS. Did you guys know that? Woo-woo! So feel free. Wow. You're going to hear us recruiting because we do meet the second Tuesday of the month. We would love to have your help. I don't want to put you guys to work already, but guess what? As soon as tomorrow the sun comes up, we will be planning Safety Day 2025. Yay! Nobody's excited about that? Okay. It's going to be a tough crowd, Kelly.
Yes,
so,
it is.
All right.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, let's start that over again. All right. So we want to talk to you a little bit about how we started the ACFS. And as you know, it's a really small community here in Central Florida. And we kind of want to brag on that a little bit. But we also want to give you some of the resources that you could use now that you are a member of the ACFS to further your safety career. So I'm going to turn it over to you and let you talk a little bit about the history of how we all got started.
Yeah, okay. I'm the one with the white hair here, so I can. I'm the historian, right? I'm the modern day elder. I can impose all my wisdom here. Do we have a slide?
We do.
All right. So many moons ago. Probably 20 years ago or more, there was a group of folks, and I'm sorry I didn't see some of the OG folks with us yet. They'll probably come throughout the day. But the Alliance for Central Florida Safety really started as a result of kind of an interesting circuitous path. So the state of Florida, back, like I said, 20 plus years ago, had some reform around workers' comp, and they partnered with the Safety Council, the Florida Safety Council, which is the one here in Orlando. There's a whole bunch of them around, but the one here in Central Florida, to create an organization that was a way for advocacy around safety. And so how they did this was by starting a group like ACFS. It kind of came together a little bit organically. And the reason that it kind of stayed and went on, it was really just something, a place for safety, people who were either in safety specifically or tangentially in safety every month that came together. And we kind of went through a lot of growing pains. And what we really, the reason that we really sustained ACFS was because it was a very affordable way for people that are involved in safety in any way to come together. So if you think about ASSP, American Society of Safety Professionals, that group, you know, you have to pay dues. I think dues is upwards of $300 a year. You know, so there is, it can be cost prohibitive to a lot of people, and it's isn't and wasn't meant to be super inclusive like ACFS is. So that is really the genesis of ACFS, was to create a very inclusive environment for people who had something to do with safety. We've had a lot of people in human resources, we've had safety professionals, we've had a whole variety of people, construction and
risk
so forth.
Risk management.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Workers' compensation. Yeah.
And so that's kind of the genesis of it. Kind of, as I said, our Palmer Electric was with us from the very beginning. There's a few companies. At that time, I was working for the SeaWorld organization. They were very supportive of ACFS and, in fact, was there for the genesis of Safety Day. So the very first Safety Day, and probably 5 years after that, we held that at SeaWorld, and SeaWorld completely underwrote that event. They paid for the entire thing. They paid for the food, the venue, everything, which made it super easy. And we, and the event, I think we only charged $10 or $15 for the event. And then we kind of grew, and the event grew, and I went on to Disney, and then all of a sudden Disney hosted it. It's weird. So it, you know, just kind of went through that evolution. We've been, I don't know if we have another slide. We've been at multiple locations, and I think we'll talk a little bit about that.
So we went from Palmer Electric, who was hosting it and allowing us to use their meeting room. I don't see Sharon Gordon, but she was one of the original members. Sharon allowed us to use Palmer Electric, and then when Kelly was at the helm, we went over to the Orlando Executive Airport. They have a phenomenal meeting room over there. We even did a half a day seminar 1 year. We decided to do a full safety day and then a half a day, and we hosted that, I remember, at the Orlando International Airport. People brought in their own coffee makers and coffee, and then as people started coming in the door, we realized we didn't have any napkins or cups, so somebody had to run to the Publix and get napkins and cups. That's how, like, we were...
Well, we're safety people. We're not event planners.
Yeah, we're not. And so probably 10, 12 years ago, maybe 15, we ended up over at the Children's Safety Village, and we have been meeting at the Children's Safety Village for a while now. So they've been a huge sponsor of that. So what I am going to tell you is that the ACFS is a great organization. If you need to get some training, we have the vendors in the other room. There are a lot of mentors out here. There are a lot of people that are experts in their field, whether it be constructions, cranes, rigging, scaffolding, concrete. We got a lot of people in this room who can give you some advice. Please network, learn, meet these people, shake hands with them, or hug them if you want, if you're a hugger. But sometimes that gets weird.
Watch out.
Some, yeah.
I am.
Yeah. So this organization is a great opportunity for you. If you're a young safety professional and you're trying to build your career and you want to learn some stuff, here's a great opportunity today. There's training in the other room with the vendors, but there's also experts right here in the room. Tutors, we used to support training with the ASSP. If you want to get your safety credentials, CHST, CSP, ASP, all of that, we sometimes will partner with the ASSP to put on those tutoring classes. And so, again, it's just a great networking event. So appreciate you guys all coming here. I did see Scott in the back. Hi, Scott. Scott was one of the original at SeaWorld that helped to create this organization as well with Kelly.
Actually, Scott was, before even the SeaWorld days, that's how Scott and I became connected, and I was able to bring him on board at SeaWorld. He was you were a salesperson for a vendor, a safety equipment vendor, eyewashes or something, if I remember correctly. And so it just, like you said, Michelle, it's a great way to network, meet people, create those connections, whether it's mentoring or looking mm-hmm. for a job or just clicking with people, building your team, whatever that looks like. But Scott was one of our original members and, again, was really critical in the formation of writing bylaws and, mm-hmm. you know, doing all that super painful stuff. Remember all that, those fun times, Scott? So all of that kind of nitty gritty stuff in terms of starting the organization, Scott was there for.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott. So that being said, how many people in the room, this is your first safety day?
Yay.
Okay. Awesome. Welcome. Thank you for coming. How many people have been here more than 5 times? More than 10 times? 15 times. Okay, well, I think this is my 15th or 16th safety day. And so it's the same jokes that you heard the first time that I was up here that I'm going to tell again today. So I apologize for that. There are some new people in the room, though, that are going to laugh at those jokes. So that'll be good, right?
Yes, and if you need backup, Larry on my team, he's a professional joke teller. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So when
if you need a dad joke, he's got the best.
Okay, so if anybody starts to fall asleep, Larry, you're the guy. Okay, we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. All right. The Alliance for Central Florida would not be the organization that it is without our vendors. So I have a couple of slides here. You're going to recognize some of these people because when you go in the other room, you're going to realize that our vendors as well have been here 15, 20 years mm-hmm. supporting the organization. So some of the big ones, 3M, MSA, if you're a safety professional, these are the guys with all the goodies. If you're just here at Safety Day for the first time, guess what? If you need a pen, go in the other room. You'll get about 87 of them because they're all giving out pens, but they'll also give you glass cleaners and some really cool stuff. We do have the door prizes. That's the white ticket. So please go in and check out our vendors. The Children's Safety Village has been a great partner. They allow us to use their boardroom for our meetings, but they're also outside here in the front as one of our nonprofits.
So if I could mention that kind of the start of that relationship with the Children's Safety Village, they actually came to one of the shows and was a featured speaker. And then from there, you know, kind of our relationship blossomed. Juanita Black was the executive director then. And we just kind of created this really symbiotic relationship. And if you don't know about the Children's Safety Village, they're amazing. They do just some really great work. They're really focused on, obviously, helping prepare children to be safe as they grow up, whether they have, I don't know if they still do, I haven't been there for a number of years, but they have a swimming pool there that they teach, you know, basic survival. They're not teaching, you know, how to refine your backstroke. It's, you know, how to survive if you fall into a pool, or if your little brother or sister falls into the pool, what to do, what not to do, how to safely cross the street, how to get out of a burning building, those kind of things. So really critical safety skills for children. So if you can support them in any way, I would highly encourage that. I know we got super involved. We do public outreach with them. We help paint and maintain the grounds and do a lot of fun stuff. So if you have the opportunity to do that with your organization, I would encourage you to do that. They're a fantastic organization that just does a lot of really critical safety work.
And you'd be surprised when you go to the Children's Safety Village that you can also learn as an adult who's about the same height as the children. Thank you. All right, we're good.
Okay. I also wanted to give a shout out. I don't know if he's here either, Rick Larson. So I remember Rick, when you were showing the piece about the vendors, Rick was really instrumental in forming a lot of the relationships with vendors and getting them every year. So it used to be that he was solely responsible for doing that. And I know, Scott, you had partnered with him to make that happen. So shout out if anyone knows Rick Larson. He's been a longtime supporter of ACFS.
And while we're doing that, Lee Claycomb with the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Lee is back in the back. They have also been a huge advocate with the Children's Safety Village. When we all show up in the morning for our meetings, it's usually Lee that lets us in the room. So that's a good thing, right? And as well, Bill, thank you for the videos. We appreciate that every year. Your photo will be taken today, and it will be used as collateral for next year's Safety Day. So I'm just going to warn you on that. All right, let's talk a little bit more about our vendors. If you have not been in the vendors space, we're going to give you time in between each of the presentations to go in there to meet the vendors, look at some of their good stuff. Please go in there, drop a business card, keep your tag. You might actually get a door prize before you leave here today. Safety Products, Inc. has also been a huge advocate and supporter as a vendor. And one of the newer ones, Safe Right Solutions, are back there as well today in the other room. Jane Gregory, you want to tell the story about Metra?
Yeah. So I know you're going to be blown away by this, but actually I was also chair of Metra
at, same time.
At some point in time. And so that's where we kind of formed that relationship with them. So Metra, for those of you that are not aware, again, a terrific organization that does really important outreach around environmental compliance. They do some really amazing training. We started the equivalent of Safety Day, environmental kind of day, if you will, at SeaWorld when I was there, and kind of grew from there. But really terrific organization, really meshes well with ACFS because it's accessible to everyone. So it's, I believe it's still free organization, and it's your chance to really get to know the regulators. There's a lot of regulators involved in that organization, so really terrific and makes sense, right, to bring together that safety piece and environmental, since many of us have dual responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. And Metra, so you'll see a table out here for Metra, right? Are they here today? They did not show up today. Okay, so we typically trade tables. So we are allowed ACFS, we have a table at their event, and we offer them a table at our event. So we typically do that sharing of the tables. So let's talk about training. Over the past 3 or 4 years, we've actually done some AED training. We've done a quick overview of CPR, and that was Jeff Walker and Dale, who used to be with
Gatorland.
Yeah, thank you. Between the two of us, we could share a memory. So we've done that with Jeff Walker and with Dale for a number of years. They are AED CPR training. They offer that. They also went to the Citrus Bowl 1 year and did the largest CPR AED training in the world. They're in the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know how many people were there, but I think it was upwards of 1,300 people. So along with that, here's John and Jen at Metra, and then again, Tom from the Children's Safety Village. The Children's Safety Village teaches things like how to put in a car seat properly. They have events where you can just drive up. They'll verify and check your car seat, as well as all the swimming and events that Kelly has talked about previously. So
we also did the Stop the Bleed.
Yes,
training.
We did Stop the Bleed mm-hmm. 1 year as well.
Yeah, they were all lined up, all the bloody appendages back there.
Yeah. Okay, so without a board of directors, we cannot hold any of the safety days or get any of this accomplished. So we need to thank our board of directors. For the past 8 years, she already ran out of the room because I know that she knew that I was going to mention her name, but Cassandra started out about 8 years ago working the registration just as a helper, and as you would walk in the door, she was the one organizing everything and telling everybody, oh no, you need this, here's your name tag. She's still out there, and 2 years ago, we asked her to be part of the board, and we made her the registration chairperson. I don't want to scare anybody off, but I did say that we were going to be recruiting, right? And so Cassandra did this for like 7-8 years, and then we made her a part of the organization, which is awesome. So when you see Cassandra up at the front, thank her for that. You guys in the back, please don't tell her that I mentioned her name because it'll embarrass her.
I think she also started as an intern.
Yes, she did. She came here as an intern. So speaking of interns, Madeline, thank you. So we have coordinated with the ASSP, and we have brought in interns. I saw Madeline earlier. There you are, sitting in the back, hoping that I won't mention her name. But we have used some of the Embry-Riddle interns at the registration, as well as using some of the Disney interns to help with registration. You guys are all in the room, so registration went smooth, right?
Yeah.
Very smooth. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, let's a couple blasts from the past here. So there's a guy wearing a cowboy hat that's in this photo. Where's Tim?
Back there.
Okay, Mr. Cowboy hat is in this picture. There's Sharon. George is going to be a speaker here today, as well as Luis. I haven't seen Luis. Is he here? He is an ex-OSHA area Tampa from the Tampa area office. He has been on our board. There's a lot of people in this photo from years past. Every year, Gatorland comes out and helps us out as well, and I have not been bit yet, so that's awesome. They always tape the gators. Yeah.
Are they coming this year?
I'm not sure I don't think they're in there. I think they were busy with getting all the animals situated, right, with the storms and things like that. So
makes sense. That's Rick Larson.
Yes.
If we could go back one.
To the right. Yeah, and there's Dale to the left, who used to be the safety director of Gatorland. What a great job that had to be.
And
right?
Pam Persaud, I don't know if she's here, but she has been with ACFS for a really long time. She was a treasurer
secretary,
for a while.
Yeah, secretary for a bit. Okay, this was last year. Jen, myself, Matt, I know Matt is going to be a speaker later on today, and John was our chair last year, but his jokes aren't funny. There's John.
Come on in here, John. Yeah.
So John doesn't tell funny jokes, which is why Emily is the MC, right? Okay, couple more photos, and George Gibson will also be one of the speakers with Andrea Ball, who has also been a huge advocate for ACFS. As you guys see it, this is why I keep saying we're a big family. You know the Central Florida area, safety professionals, people who have that as a secondary job responsibility, whether you're in risk management, entertainment, construction, we're all one big happy family in the Central Florida, and it takes every one of us to put this event on. Right?
I wanted to mention too, in terms of historically, one of the stalwart from day one sponsors of this event has been John, works for Alpha Omega, Todd McDowell. If you don't know him, he's in playing with those toys as soon as you walk into your to your left. Say hi to him. He has been absolutely there every single year for Safety Day, and I just want to give them a special shout out. They're super supportive.
You'll see them again. All right, let's talk about some of the awesome speakers that we've had. So several years ago, this event was like a $10 event. A few years, it was like a free event. And then what happened is we had like 900 people RSVP, and only 500 showed up. So we had a lot of food that we had to donate. So we decided that we would go back and charge at least $20. We're now charging $50 for the day because 2 years ago we ended up having to pay for parking. And so now we had to raise that rate just to be able to do it. But I think our speakers, some of our speakers that we've been able to bring into the Central Florida area have been amazing and phenomenal. Oops, I went the wrong way. All right. I'll let you talk about Cindy.
Yeah, so Cindy was one of our first, what I would call, professional speakers. You know, we have a lot of people like myself and yourself who are great speakers.
That's what we are.
But we're not professionals.
What? Cindy, we're not getting paid, Emily.
So Cindy was one of our first professional speakers, and she is what I would call the godmother of ergonomics. So she was, you know, decades ago involved in the original drafting of the ergonomic standard for OSHA, and she's worked with Mitsubishi and a lot of really big companies around ergonomic design for vehicles and some really cool stuff. Really, really amazing person, safety professional, and that was back in the day when we just appealed to freebies, like the SeaWorld freebies. She is a personal friend of mine, so I bribed her to come, and she spoke, and then we got into the paying of professional speakers on some level.
I was offered lunch. That was it. Has anybody ever heard of Charlie Moorcraft? 1 year, the Workers' Comp Institute actually brought Charlie Moorcraft in. Mr. Bernardi was instrumental in making that happen. The Workers' Comp Institute paid for him to come in as a speaker. Another year, we brought in Eric Jaguire. If you have not heard Eric Jaguire's story, he's an amazing safety speaker. He was actually buried alive in a trench. They dug him up, and when they dug him up, he was legally dead, and he will show the picture. It's hard to see in this photo, but he tells the story where you can literally see that he is dead in the trench. His luck had it that there was within a half a mile, there was an off-duty deputy sheriff who had an AED in the back of his car, and he came, showed up, shocked him, brought him back to life. And if you haven't heard Eric Jaguire's story, he's probably 6'2", I want to say somewhere between 250 and 300 pounds, and he will tell you he stood up here in front of this same group, a group like you guys, and he said, if somebody walked over and turned off the lights, I would literally soil myself. He is still afraid of the dark because he was buried alive. But he tells a great story. If you're in trenching excavation, you all know if you're in construction, that is a tough, tough thing to be in. And he survived it. And so now he tours the country talking about
trench safety.
Yes. Okay, your turn again.
Yep, Adele. So I know many people have seen or met Adele Abrams. Again, has been in Safety Jack back there. One of our OG ASSP then ASSE, he was our regional, right? Our regional director, Jack. Adele has been around the same, does a lot of speaking for ASSP. She is just, she's an attorney, don't hold that against her, but she's a lovely person and is super knowledgeable, especially about record keeping. She speaks a lot about the impact of legalization of marijuana. Just super knowledgeable person. You'll see her regularly, you know, through a bunch of different organizations speaking, and we were really lucky to have her.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Shapiro is a Hall of Fame speaker. He actually came out one year and was our keynote speaker. He talks about innovation, and he put a little safety twist on it. He has a couple of books out. One of them is named Best Practices Are Stupid. And what he talks about is just because it works on one job site doesn't mean that it's going to work on another job site, that you have to actually go out in the field and see the job site to know if it's going to be a good fit or not. And so he put a little safety twist on his usual. He also tells a great story, if there's anybody in the room. He was part of the company that created the round ice cube. And that was a advertising thing so that it made the bourbon look better in the glass. Not a bourbon drinker, but I'm sure there are some in there, but he was instrumental in helping them as well.
It does.
Oh.
I'll personally attest to that.
I just know it makes my lemonade not melt as fast when I'm out by the pool. So, all right. Last year we had Bri, the safety geek. Bri came out. If you guys have ever heard Bri, she has a podcast that she talks about as the safety geek. And Jay. Jay's in the back right here. Wave, Jay. Jay with Safety FM has been a huge partner. One year when we had that thing called COVID, we were unable to do an event in person, and so Jay was instrumental in helping us do it as a live podcast. So we still held Safety Day. We just didn't have presenters up here in a hotel. And so thank you, Jay. Jay is also outside in the hallway. If you guys, anybody has some good jokes, go talk to Jay. He likes to interview people, and he's going to be interviewing some of our speakers after they go, after they come up here and present. So thank you, Jay. Appreciate you. All right. Joan Spencer was the outreach from the Tampa area OSHA office for a while. Joan used to always come and talk about OSHA updates for us, which is awesome. Amy Wilson is going to be talking today. She is the new Joan for the Orlando office. And if you see her out here, I haven't seen her yet this morning, but she usually has purple hair. So you'll know she's an industrial hygienist doing outreach. So she'll be our last speaker this afternoon.
Joan was an original member of ECFS.
Yeah, Joan was too.
Yeah.
And then do you want to talk about Preacher Man? Kevin?
Kevin. Yeah. So again, really with us from the start with ACFS. And how many of you have seen Kevin speak? Right, he's a pretty impactful speaker. He can speak also from his own personal experience. His father, I believe, succumbed to silicosis or something along that line. Really horrible, painful death. And so he is super passionate about safety. Worked for OSHA for a number of years, and I believe is retired and does professional speaking. So if you ever want a great speaker, again, any of these folks that we've had up here, check them out on YouTube or through the social, different socials, and you can see what they do. But Kevin is a terrific, very motivating speaker around safety. And again, used to be our closer every single time. We would use him as the closer because everyone would always stay for the rest of the day. So he was our anchor there.
Yes. Okay, if we haven't said already, the ACFS is a volunteer organization. We meet the second Tuesday of every month. We meet at the Children's Safety Village. We start our meeting at 8 o'clock. We will be planning for Safety Day 2025 once we recap today. But if you'd like to join the organization or if you want to be a part of planning 2025, especially if you have really good jokes, then come on out because it's all about entertainment as we're talking safety as well. Now we want to go through and tell you a little bit about some of the partnerships that we've had over the years. So shout out to the Central Florida American Society of Safety Professionals. We have been sort of partnering with them for almost 20 years now, maybe more than that. They are the ones who are providing the CEUs, completing those documents to make sure that you get the 0.4 CEUs for today's event. Within the ASS, there is another organization that I'll let you talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to also mention, you know, if you want to talk a little dirt about the origins of these organizations. So it was really interesting at the kind of beginning of ACFS. It was a very contentious or not friendly relationship between ASSE, that it used to be called ASSE, and ACFS. And so it was hard to bring the two together, but I think when we finally landed on ACFS was really meant to be available to everyone, regardless of what your position was. If you were interested in safety in any way, you can come over to ACFS. ASSE is really meant for safety professionals, or particularly then, I think it's more inclusive now. But that was the place to go if you were a CSP or, you know, those kind of things. So we eventually all came together and worked for that common purpose. But to come together, we actually had some contentious discussions about how do we partner with them and bring those CEUs to professionals in our field. And that's what finally created that bond. And it's been a beautiful relationship ever since then. So not to lead you to this false belief that, you know, everything is perfect and lovely and rosy. It's challenging all the time managing relationships, just like any relationship. WISE is particularly near and dear to my heart. I'm a founding member of that organization, and that's Women in Safety Excellence. We are, 24 years old. Hard to believe, Jack, right? That was a rocky start to that organization, too. But despite the name, it is not meant for just women. It's an organization that is inclusive of everyone, regardless of what gender you identify with. What their main mission is, three things. How to make sure that PPE is available to women. What do we need to do to make that happen? That's a multi-pronged problem. Why aren't there more women in senior safety roles? How do we fix that challenge? And then also, why is violence in the workplace the number one killer of women on the job? So those are the three things that Women in Safety Excellence is focused on. As you can see from those issues, it's not something that just women are going to solve. We need everyone to be involved in all of those issues to solve those. And we're making headway, certainly, on that. But strong partnership between Women in Safety Excellence, ASSP, and ACFS.
And the WISE is actually a sub chapter, right? The ASSP,
common interest group.
That's what we call them. Common interest group through the ASSP. So if you're interested in that and you're already a member of the ASSP, you can join WISE when you do renew your thing. All right, so a new partner that we've started a partnership with is the Associated Builders and Contractors. About 2 years ago, we now have a member of the ABC board on our ACFS board as well, and so you'll see ABC in the other room. This is Alpha Omega. John has left now, so Todd and John have the toys in the sand. That if you can pick up the coin, I think you win a prize. But they've been good advocates and supporters of ACFS for probably 20 plus years
since
as well.
Day one.
Yeah,
day
since
one.
I think Todd created that company. Mm-hmm. The Florida Safety Council has been a huge partner for ACFS as well. USF, I see Mylene in the back. Mylene has been our co-chair. She's been an active board member for a while. We really appreciate USF and the OTI Training Institute that is here at Tampa, Wesley Chapel, right? Part of you guys. And they have a table out there as well. And then here's a slide.
I feel like Mylene was an original member as well. Is that true?
Mylene, were you an original member?
Of ACFS?
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I want to say thank you for your service, right? Because it is kind of a service. And then here's our shout out again to the Children's Safety Village. Again, as part of your registration, you have now supported the Children's Safety Village because we typically will give them a donation from the ACFS every year after Safety Day. So thank you for that.
Metra,
the Metropolitan Environmental Training Alliance, that is another more environmentally focused group, but they also have a day like this, a conference, and we typically share tables with them. All right. Any questions, any comments for us? Do you have any closing remarks?
I do. I wanted to say I want you all to join me in congratulating the board and a tremendous amount. You have no idea, unless you've been through it, what goes on to make this event happen and the people that are involved in this, the board. I'm no longer an active board member, but supporter nonetheless. But I just wanted to take a moment to recognize everyone that is on the board and the phenomenal amount of work and effort and emotion that goes into making this day happen every year. It's pretty fantastic. So please join me in thanking them. And thank you for having me.
Everyone in the bright yellow shirt, they're the ones that you can talk to or ask about ACFS and how to get more involved. So, and even though you've left the board, we still bring you back for speaking engagements. So
like
thank you for that. So yeah, trying to get away, but no, we keep pulling her back. So any questions?
And I would just say, if anyone, you know, as you see us throughout the day, myself included, if you have a question about anything that we talked about here, please ask. Just know that you might get sucked into it, you know, once you start talking to me.
Volunteered or voluntold, right? Okay. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your day. I hope that was a good overview of ACFS and kind of the background of how we all got started.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.